previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
7:46 on your Tuesday morning with Wayne Lee and Charlie T on Algoa FM Breakfast. Good morning. We've had many doctors in the studio visit us every now and then.
But none quite as bright as this. And I'm not just talking about the yellow scrubs. I'm talking about the personality and the smile too. And it's most apt that she also has a beautiful smile because she is, in fact, a dentist and a young one at that. And being a young one, funny enough, she also really likes to focus on pediatric dentistry. So working with children's teeth.
Yes.
And today and all month, and as Dr. Kate just alluded to earlier, all year, in fact, it's Project Tooth Day, because being a dentist, celebrating and looking after teeth is an all year round feat. Right?
Absolutely.
So she's chatting to us today about Project Tooth Day. It's an initiative by the South African Association of Pediatric Dentistry. And this is essentially where dentists volunteer to assist kids from orphanages.
Yes.
And disadvantaged communities. Yep. Who are or would otherwise be unable to go and see a dentist. So, Dr. Tobisa Kade, we welcome you. Dr. Tobisa Kade,
so
of course, a dentist in the private sector, also Eastern Cape branch manager of the African Association of Pediatric Dentistry.
Thank you so much, Lee. Thank you for having me here today. And yes, I want to tell everyone about Project Tooth Day. This is, Lee has mentioned, it's a project by the South African Association of Pediatric Dentistry in partnership with Nashua. So Nashua allocates children to the dentist that volunteered, and the dentist can decide how many children they want to see. They can decide the types of treatment that they can provide. But basically, we have basic treatments such as extractions, restorative, and also cleanings. And then Nashua can also provide some materials. But a lot of the dentists that have been offering their services said, look, we're going to do this. We're going to do it ourselves. And yeah, it's just a time for children to have that experience in a private facility and yes, and have fun with the kids.
And get proper care.
Mm. Yes.
And speaking about care around children's teeth, I mean, most of us are parents here. And if we haven't taken them to the dentist already, at what age should we be looking to do that? What age should a child's first dental visit be? And what can they expect from the consultation?
So we always say that also based on the guidelines, from when that first tooth comes out to first 1 year of age. So you can expect at that period of time anticipatory guidance, where we're going to talk about the diet habits that can affect the child's teeth, the dental habits such as thumb sucking, the pacifiers. And then also with that first dental visit, I always say it is playtime. It's playtime because we are going to familiarize the child with the environment. We are establishing a relationship with the child, and then we go to history taking and then our baseline treatment, most basic treatment, and then we build up.
Yeah. You answered one of the questions. What happens during a child's first visit? You said it's playtime.
Yes.
How can we overcome dental fear? I mean, that's always the back of one's mind. Invasive treatments, etc. But how can one overcome
Charlton
that?
Charlton is triggered.
Are you asking about yourself?
No. I mean, to back what Charlie is saying, there is this fear of going to dentists.
Like apprehension of some sort.
Like something's going to happen. And I mean, we were joking in the studio, but did you die? You know what I mean? You go see a dentist. Maybe it's just the fear of somebody going into your mouth with gadgets and instruments.
Yeah.
How do we park that thought?
So I really love working with children because now I have an opportunity to mold the perspective of going to the dentist. So I always tell, we always tell patients, or rather the parents, prepare your child. Prepare your child before they go there that the dentist is there to help you. We're not the enemy. We're just here to help you. And also, I've seen there are so many games that kids can play on their tablets or the phones that just tell them like what happens at the dentist, and it makes it look fun. And also, obviously, when we're taking history, when we are establishing the relationship with the child, we can see their anxiety levels. And in such cases where the child is young, and also maybe there might be some medical conditions and they are very anxious, there are other measures that we can take, such as sedation, conscious sedation, and general anesthesia, where then we can do all treatment under under those.
Making it very clear.
I think it essentially boils down to the doctor's bedside manner, really. Yes. Like, you know, and their ability to make the patient feel comfortable, young or old.
Yes. Yeah. Completely.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, so Project Toothday. I'm a dentist listening to this interview right now. One, I would like to get involved. And then two, I'm a parent who has a child that needs to see a dentist on this project. Yes. How would I go about that?
So you can please email us at easterncape@saapd.co.za or outreach@saapd.co.za. We will give out the information pack and how you can get involved and what is needed.
So easterncape@saapd.co.za. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And who's got the best teeth here on the team?
I don't want to get into trouble.
I know you won't.
I don't want to get into trouble. You have amazing smiles.
Actually, I wore braces.
None of us have veneers, though. None of us have veneers. We're talking about veneers off air.
Yes.
And I know you kind of, you said you've got a conservative approach, and if it's not needed, don't do it. So do you reckon any of us need veneers?
You don't need it.
Nah. All three of us.
Yes.
Lee's got the nicest, whitest teeth.
Thank you. But I do have to say it's probably because I've got a darker skin. Mm. So just in terms of the contrast, they would look whiter. Okay. That's generally what they say. But thank you. I'll take the
contrast. I have to take advantage of the situation while you are here. You know, you've got friends out there, maybe a colleague here and there. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and they chat to you like, ooh, this person's mouth stinks.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Some Beck's. Yeah, but you know, what can one do?
Okay, I'd say that start off with a mint.
Offering them a mint.
Start off with a mint.
Some gum chocolate.
Yes. And then maybe ask, who do you see? Which dentist do you see?
Yeah. Make a recommendation.
A recommendation, yes. A lot of people don't know that you have to visit your dentist twice a year to get that cleaning.
And a lot of people don't know that their mouths smell.
Yeah.
Mm. Otherwise, they're not aware.
Otherwise, it wouldn't smell. So you're really just trying to be kind by telling them, listen,
which dentist do you see? I think they'll get the message then.
Listen, I would also appreciate that if you know, it was me, a friend must tell me, like, Tobisa, here's a mint. I'll catch
it. I'm a jig.
Listen, Dr. Tobisa Kate, a dentist in the private sector, also the Eastern Cape branch manager of the African Association of Pediatric Dentistry, talking to us today about Project Tooth Day. Dr. Kate, thank you so much for chatting to us. Always a pleasure having you in studio.
Thank you so much for having me. I had so much fun. And yes, just hoping that the doctors get involved, send us those emails, and let us put smiles on children's faces.
Thank you.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.